Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 37. City of God, how broad and far outspread thy walls sublime. The true thy chartered freemen are of every age and clime. Hymn number 37. Imogene from Australia will read from the scriptures.
The Bible. Isaiah. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise. My people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation. That saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 226. O Lord of life, to thee we lift our hearts in praise for those thy prophets who have shown thy gift of grace that ever grows, of truth that spreads from shore to shore, of wisdom's widening ray, of light that shineth more and more unto thy perfect day. Hymn number 226.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And it will also be available on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own dedicated teleconference number. Many of our students do not live in the area, but they attend via telephone. That means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the church. We'll give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our meetings and services, we do have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come, you can bring the whole family. We are going to renew our Bible study season beginning this coming Saturday, October 4th. That's next Saturday, and it's going to be October already. So the Bible study questions are on our website, so make sure you take a look at them and study them, and mark your calendar for 10 a.m. Saturday morning. You're going to love it. Our mission is really accomplished partly through our many websites. I believe we have 22 websites now in different languages so that people around the world can find the healing truth of Christian Science in their own language. And everything that we provide on our websites is offered free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to join anything. Freely we have received, and freely we give. There's an article that's currently featured on our English language website, which I'd like to point out. It's entitled, Fearlessly Meet the Claim, by Edward A. Kimball. Whatever you have to meet today, you can meet fearlessly. And Mr. Kimball shows us how, tells us how. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy that attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Janet from Georgia.
Page 424, Letters from Those Healed. Language is inadequate when bearing grateful testimony to the book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. By its simple reading, I was healed of ills that baffled the skill of specialists and all curatives that love and money could command. After 18 years of invalidism and 8 years of skepticism, without hope, with no God except a first cause, I was given up to die. A loving friend told me of this book, which was soon brought, and 35 pages of the first chapter were read to me that evening. The next morning, I got up, walked, and read the book for myself. I mention the chapter for the reason that nearly 2 years have passed since those wonderful words of life were first read to me, and still their sacred sweetness is ever the same. Now I exclaim, God is all. Mrs. Mary A. R.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts, together in their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import, and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 26 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Reality. The golden text is from Isaiah. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down. Not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. The responsive reading is from Isaiah. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God.
Strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees.
Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you.
Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
Then shall the lame man leap as an ox, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert.
And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water.
And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
I will read from the Bible. Mark. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel." Luke. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo, here,' or 'Lo, there.' For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Matthew. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchantman seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Reality is spiritual, harmonious, immutable, immortal, divine, eternal. Nothing unspiritual can be real, harmonious, or eternal. Sin, sickness, and mortality are the suppositional antipodes of spirit and must be contradictions of reality. Kingdom of Heaven, the reign of harmony in divine science, the realm of unerring, eternal, and omnipotent mind, the atmosphere of spirit where soul is supreme. Heaven represents harmony, and divine science interprets the principle of heavenly harmony. The great miracle to human sense is divine love, and the grand necessity of existence is to gain the true idea of what constitutes the kingdom of heaven in man. New Jerusalem, divine science, the spiritual facts and harmony of the universe, the kingdom of heaven, or reign of harmony. In Revelation 21:1, we read, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." St. John's corporeal sense of the heavens and earth had vanished, and in place of this false sense was the spiritual sense, the subjective state by which he could see the new heaven and the new earth, which involved the spiritual idea and consciousness of reality. This is scriptural authority for concluding that such a recognition of being is and has been possible to men in this present state of existence, that we can become conscious here and now of a cessation of death, sorrow, and pain. This is indeed a foretaste of absolute Christian science. Take heart, dear sufferer, for this reality of being will surely appear sometime and in some way. There will be no more pain, and all tears will be wiped away. When you read this, remember Jesus' words, "The kingdom of God is within you." This spiritual consciousness is therefore a present possibility. The Revelator also takes in another view, adapted to console the weary pilgrim journeying uphill all the way. He writes in Revelation 21:9, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." This ministry of truth, this message from divine love, carried John away in spirit. It exalted him till he became conscious of the spiritual fact of being and the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, a spiritual outpouring of bliss and glory, which he describes as the city which lieth four square. This sacred city, described in the Apocalypse 21:16, as one that lieth foursquare and cometh down from God out of heaven, represents the light and glory of divine science. The builder and maker of this new Jerusalem is God, as we read in the book of Hebrews, and it is a city which hath foundations. The description is metaphoric. Spiritual teaching must always be by symbol. Did not Jesus illustrate the truth he taught by the mustard seed and the prodigal? taken in its allegorical sense, the description of the city as foursquare has a profound meaning. The four sides of our city are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and divine science. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. This city is wholly spiritual, as its four sides indicate. As the psalmist says, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. It is indeed a city of the spirit, fair, royal, and square. Northward, its gates open to the North Star, the Word, the polar magnet of revelation. Eastward, to the star seen by the wise men of the Orient, who followed it to the manger of Jesus. Southward, to the genial tropics with the southern cross in the skies. The cross of Calvary, which binds human society into solemn union. Westward, to the grand realization of the golden shore of love and the peaceful sea of harmony. This heavenly city, lighted by the Sun of Righteousness, this new Jerusalem, this infinite all, which to us seems hidden in the mist of remoteness, reached St. John's vision while yet he tabernacled with mortals. What further indication need we of the real man's incorporeality than this? That John saw heaven and earth with no temple, body therein. This kingdom of God is within you. It's within reach of man's consciousness here. And the spiritual idea reveals it. In divine science, man possesses this recognition of harmony consciously, in proportion to his understanding of God. This spiritual holy habitation has no boundary or nor limit, but its four cardinal points are first, the Word of life, truth and love. Second, the Christ, the spiritual idea of God. Third, Christianity, which is the outcome of the divine principle of the Christ idea in Christian history. Fourth, Christian science, which today and forever interprets this great example and the great exemplar. The city of our God has no need of sun or satellite, for love is the light of it, and divine mind is its own interpreter. All who are saved must walk in this light. Mighty potentates and dynasties will lay down their honor within the heavenly city, its gates open towards light and glory, both within and without. For all is good, and nothing can enter that city which defileth or maketh a lie. As the mythology of pagan Rome has yielded to a more spiritual idea of deity, so will our material theories yield to spiritual ideas until the finite gives place to the infinite, sickness to health, sin to holiness, and God's kingdom comes in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come. thou art ever present.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 206. O God, our Father, Mother, love, purge thou our hearts from sin, that in thy radiancy divine we may with eyes undimmed define thy will, reality. Hymn number 206.
I've been looking for for an answer to my prayer. I look here and I look there, I couldn't find it anywhere. So I sat down on the ground to trace the places I have been, and I realized the one place I hadn't looked yet was within. Oh, the kingdom of heaven is a realm of love and light, with no sorrow and no crying, no more pain and no more night. And the gates are always open, but to enter you will find. While you have to take your heart in, you must leave the rest behind.
I've been praying, praying, praying words as perfect as can be. And I've watched my P's and Q's, dotted each I, crossed every T. But the one thing I was lacking was the only thing that counts. It's the spirit of the truth that human lips cannot pronounce. For the kingdom of heaven is a realm of truth and life, where there's no such thing as suffering or punishment or strife. Though you've wandered in the wilderness, from darkness you've been led, you'll return with songs and everlasting joy upon your head. Like a tiny mustard seed that's been planted in a field, unfolds into a tree so tall and grand. Take your grain of humble faith, trust it to your loving God. It will grow into a mighty understanding that the kingdom of heaven is a realm of love and light, with no sorrow and no crying, no more pain and no more night. And the gates are always open, but to enter you will find. While you have to break your heart in, you must leave the rest behind. The kingdom of heaven is a realm of truth and life, where there's no such thing as suffering, nor punishment, or strife. Though you've wandered in the wilderness, from darkness you've been led, you'll return with songs of everlasting joy upon your head. There's no need to wait or worry, Jesus' words are ever true.
Thank you. Guest appearance. Let's now sing hymn number 93. Happy is the man whose heart can rest, assured God's goodness ne'er will cease. Each day, complete with joy, is blessed. God keepeth him in perfect peace. Hymn number 93.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. 2 Thessalonians. Now your Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.
Started, I was on the symbol, and I got my heel.